This is the first ministry update for the new year. It is entitled Retired Doctor Back to Work, Taking the Gospel to Up-and-Coming Local Political Leaders. Dr. Dan DeJong, the retired owner of a regional chiropractic clinic, who was troubled by our nation's moral decay and wanted to do something about it, searched the internet for answers and found the Capital Ministries website. After reading about our ministries and becoming excited about our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena throughout the world, Dr. DeJong contacted Capital Ministries. He decided to become involved in Civic Reach, CM's ministry to partner with neighborhood churches to take the gospel to local elected and appointed leaders in the city halls and county governments of America. And recently, Dr. DeJong was named CM's Director of Civic Reach for Greater Sacramento, California. He has already held a Civic Reach recruitment conference to find other committed Christians who want to establish Bible teaching, evangelistic, discipleship ministries to political leaders in their local governments, and he has begun working with the new volunteers. Get involved, Dr. DeJong challenged others across America. Shouldn't the church influence government with the gospel, he inquired. Civic Reach is a perfect way to begin reaching our local officials. Everyone recognizes the moral decay we are in, and we have a perfect solution with Christ, he said. He also shared, Capital Ministries has already done all the work. Everything is on their website. In the same week, I can teach the same Bible studies that are being taught to our nation's leaders in D.C. This really empowers me and my ministry, end quote. Dr. DeJong also went on to say, anyone who wants to make a difference should know that they can influence up-and-coming political leaders by teaching them the Word of God, which will help them form a Christian worldview in their hearts, end quote. While some may feel going into the halls of government to make disciples of Jesus Christ is a violation of the separation of church and state, they are mistaken, said Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, who has extensively researched and written on the issue. Drollinger said at a meeting, quote, God has made the church and the state institutionally separate, but not influentially separate. Most religious rights leaders do not understand that. They say we have to have a Christian nation, and I say, what do you specifically mean by that? Be careful about that. Old Testament Israel is theocratic. The United States is not. Drollinger went on to say, in forming Civic Reach Ministries and local government, we are in no way suggesting America should become a theocratic nation. Capital Ministries and Civic Reach leaders wholeheartedly believe in institutional, but not influential, separation. Drollinger was also quoted as saying, biblically, the roles of the two institutions are vastly different. The state was created to punish evildoers, and the church was designed by God to manufacture righteous disciples that the state is dependent upon for its existence. Without them, it will implode, end quote. Bonnie Gore, vice mayor of Roseville, California, was among speakers to the 25 people who attended the Civic Reach recruitment meeting at River City Christian Church on December the 17th. The vice mayor said, I want to tell you that as elected leaders, we need you. If you come alongside elected leaders, their hearts will change. We have seen that. She also went on to say, city councils, school boards, county governments are the farm teams. From there, elected officials move up to higher office. If you get their hearts now, later the nation will feel that influence. Change our hearts and we will lead well, end quote. Drollinger said he believes the United States is full of men like Dr. DeJong who wish to be solutions, in the sense of what the Bible describes is the solution, to the problems they see in our nation, and that Capital Ministries would like to hear from them. Drollinger says, quote, think what our nation will become if the Lord raises up 19 more men like Dr. DeJong in our largest city conglomerates. We would be pinpointedly reaching for Christ, the leaders in local government, because that is where most of our future state and national leaders come from, end quote. In media terms, the 20 largest populated conglomerates of cities are known as ADIs, or Areas of Dominant Influence. and they comprise more than 70% of our nation's population, Drollinger explained. Sacramento is the 19th largest conglomerate of populated cities in the United States. Drollinger says Dan and the team that God is raising up have a passion for building model ministries in the surrounding civic governments of Sacramento and then helping to fan and expand that vision nationwide. After his initial meeting with the Capital Ministries team, Dr. DeShong talked to the leadership at his church, River City Christian, a 100-year-old church with 2,000 members. He said they wholeheartedly supported becoming involved. Why? Because Capital Ministries and its civic reach ministry is not about politics. It's about sharing Christ with our government leaders and appointed officials. It is consistent with our mission to reach all people of Sacramento for Christ, where religious right political activism is not. This is a perfect outreach for us, end quote. At the meeting were display boards that DeShong crafted that presented pictures and titles of elected officials in six local municipalities. He used the placards to encourage people to adopt their local government board. Since the meeting, 10 men have stepped forward to become involved, and DeShong and Capital Ministries are in the process of training them. Dr. DeShong will also visit churches in Sacramento neighborhoods and recruit lay leaders or pastors who wish to take the Word of God to public servants, to their local government leaders. CM created Civic Reach specifically to form partnerships with local churches to create discipleship ministries in the 33,000 incorporated city and county governments across the United States, where few outposts for Christ are found. Dr. DeShong finds the national vision a daunting yet exciting opportunity. He says, quote, "I have been lying awake nights thinking about what is going to happen if this works, but we will do it one step at a time. We will create an exemplar and then go on to the next city and then the next and the next," end quote. The Capital Ministries team asks that supporters and partners join us in praying for this ministry to local elected officials, those in the Sacramento area who are interested in working with Dr. DeShong to create discipleship ministries. May contact him at the email address dan.deshong@capmin.org, dan.deshong@capmin.org.